Today is January 23rd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Ends life as posse arrives. Horace Hendricks of Centralia, suspected of slaying M.J. Crowder, a taxi driver of Seattle, Sunday near Sumner, shot and killed himself with a revolver in a restaurant near Toledo tonight. Hendricks killed himself just as a posse, which had trailed him here, reached the restaurant. Hendricks evidently had been in the vicinity of Centralia ever since he fled from the scene of the killing of Crowder. About 9 o'clock tonight, Joel Stearns, a for-hire driver of Chehalis, received a call from Centralia to pick up a fare, which gave a name he did not recall. The man asked to be driven to Toledo. The driver said that as he neared them here, the man stopped him and asked to be let out. Stearns, however, said he would take him into the town. He continued the trip, but when he reached his destination, the fare was not in the car. Stearns waited until he finally saw the man, whom he later identified as Hendricks. He trailed Hendricks into a restaurant and then notified the sheriff by telephone. When the officers entered the place, Hendricks saw them, placed a revolver to his head, and fired before anyone could intervene. He died almost instantly. In other news, three dealers in meat arrested by Pure Food officer. State warrants charging offenses against the State Pure Food Act were served on three local meat leaders today as the result of a weekend's visit of Will H. Adams, state food inspector, and his chemist, H.W. Iyer. A Moclips clam canner is also cited to appear in justice court for the alleged sale of a ship of clams which did not contain the weight advertised on the labels. In other news, award contract for span over the hump tulips. The Union Bridge Company was awarded by the contract for a steel bridge and approaches over the Hump Tulips River on the beach road on a bid of $39,765 by the County Commission today. The bridge will be a steel span with concrete deck, although figures were submitted on four other types of deck. It will be located on the beach road about 2 miles southeast of Copalis Crossing and will replace the present bridge. The new span will eliminate a sharp curve at each approach, which proved dangerous on the old one. Work last season straightened the road at each end of the bridge. In the city and county news, the Hoquiam Motors Company is putting out a neat and substantial Hoquiam metal emblem for patrons. The emblems are to be attached with the license plates. The latest publication is a home paper of four pages being put out by Quimby and Wilson. It is well gotten up and filled with store and trade news and jokes. F.W. Mathias left yesterday morning for Seattle to attend a Rivers and Harbors Congress conference called to consider methods to improve Washington waterways. Mr. Mathias will attend the meeting of the Grace Harbor County Razor Clam Committee to be held in Olympia today. A building permit for an $1,800 residence to be built at 2830 Aberdeen Avenue was issued by the city clerk's office yesterday to James Shaw through G.W. McIntosh Contractor. And finally, steam arising from the rear of the Twin City Baking Company, 314 8th Street, about 4 o'clock yesterday morning, caused passerby to turn in a fire alarm, which brought out the fire department before a mistake could be discovered. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 23, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, "Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s?" This Humanities Washington sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.